you beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. If you're looking for something to do this weekend or you're tired of the city and you're looking for a close place to come enjoy nature, I tell you, the Boyce Thompson Arboretum State Park is incredible. It's at mile marker 223 off of Memory. It's just 3 miles west of Superior if you're traveling on US 60 out through Mesa Gold Canyon. And if you're here, you've got plenty of things to walk around the Sonora Desert Exhibit. You can meander around to the Smith Greenhouse Display, over to Airy Lake, come around the Upland Sonora Nature Area. And if you're looking for the tree climbers, you'll find them right at the intersections of Queen Creek and Silver King Wash. Just come across the Walkabout Trail Bridge, and we're underneath the Pine Grove. There's maps right at the center. As you come in at the parking area, there are facilities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 facilities for water and washing your hands in restrooms. So there's plenty of areas along with picnic areas and parking. It's and if you don't come out today, but you want a good outdoor experience, or you're looking to bring your kids into nature, this is a great place to come spend a couple hours.
Just one example of something great to do today. There's also the Kids Fish Free event going on at Tempe Kiwanis Lake. So you don't even have to have a fishing pole or bait. They've got everything there for
bring it all for you.
Yeah. They set it up.
They got a guy underwater that takes a fish and puts it on the hook.
They should. Because there's nothing that will addict a child to fishing more than catching a fish. All right. Hey, we have really been covering the state today. We actually now have a call from Sierra Vista. So we're going like from Sedona to Prescott Valley to Tucson, now down to Sierra Vista. Let's welcome James in the conversation, calling from really one of my favorite little corners of the state. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Having a beautiful morning down there?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
I bet it is.
I've got some spruce, like Bruce spruce. It looks like a long pine needle tree. I've got some of it, a couple of junipers or evergreens or something. And just curious, you know, when to fertilize down here and what kind of fertilizer to put on them. In the past, I did those spikes, you know, you got the you get at the hardware store, but I don't know when really the best time to make those evergreens give me the best.
Well, we really recommend using a granular fertilizer that you can distribute equally out into the area where the feeder roots of any tree is, whether it's a evergreen or a hardwood or a deciduous or a fruit tree. You know, the feeder roots are out about where the drip line or the canopy of the tree is if you drew a line straight down from the edge of the canopy. So distribute your fertilizer, you know, from maybe a little bit out beyond that to maybe halfway back in towards the trunk, and distribute it evenly all the way around. Obviously follow directions as to how much fertilizer to apply based on the size of the tree. Somewhere on the bag or fertilizer, it will have some way to help you figure out how much of that product you should use. You would probably in Sierra Vista want to start fertilizing here pretty quick, maybe in the month of March, you know, ahead of spring flush out or flush, you know, growth. And on evergreens, we don't worry too much about pushing growth into the cooler temperatures. They're plenty hardy to cold weather. So, you know, a good tree and shrub type fertilizer should work fine for you. I don't know of anybody in Sierra Vista to tell you to go, but Savano's out in very far east Tucson is not terribly far for you.
That's right. There you go. Thanks, James. We appreciate the call. John Jay, thanks for coming in this morning. And again, boy, it was just one of those mornings where we just got calls from almost every single corner of the state.
I think spring is springing.
Okay. Look, Romy's not listening right now, and I know it's the landscape and garden hour, but tell a story real quick about your relative that was killed when they went to go try and get the Powers brothers out of their cabin in the Galero Mountains.
Well, you know, long story short, they put a little posse together. The Powers boys were, you know, draft dodge, World War I draft dodgers. Didn't know we had them back then. and there's a couple sides to both stories, but long story short, these guys show up in the, you know, in the wee hours of the morning at you know, in a very isolated cabin, and, you know, a shootout erupts. A couple people were killed. The Powers was wounded, and, you know, and ensued one of the longest manhunts in Arizona history. But relative was the brother-in-law of my great-grandfather, who was a sheriff in the territory at the time, later became the warden at the state prison in Florence. But is the man by the name of Kane Wooten was one of the unfortunate people that got killed in that little foray.
And you had a grandfather who was a sheriff in Klondike?
He was in Klondike, Arizona. My grandmother
was born in
Christmas.
Which isn't even there anymore.
It's in the middle of the Ray Mine, I think, at this point.
So. Oh, gosh. You got to love it. You got to love it. A few minutes ago, when I mentioned the lines were all open, they all filled up. We're not going to be able to take those calls on air. But if you got in, John Jay will personally return your phone call. So if you got in, don't lose heart. You will get answers to your question. That's just the way we do things here at Rosie on the House. Folks, we're coming up to the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to clear the lines. If you've got a project you'd like to visit with me about, something you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you'd like my experience, talk about products or tricks of the trade, now's your chance. Get online now.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.